罗马书第五章一开始的时候，就给我们看见基督徒因为信就进到一个与神和好的生活里面。
The book of Romans chapter 5 allows us to see that because of faith we are reconciled with God.
这就是一个最美好的人生的一个开始。
And this is the beginning of the best life.
当一个人活在世上四处为敌的时候，他的生活是很痛苦的。
When a man living in the world making enemies in all places, that's the most difficult life that he can have.
当一个人与自然和谐，与所有的人和谐，又与自己和谐的时候，他的生活就开始幸福。
When a man is in harmony with the nature, with other people, with himself, then he lead a good life.
什么叫做与自然和谐？
When are to be in harmony with nature?
我们看见整个气候有春夏秋冬周而复始运行的时候，
When you see the four seasons repeat by itself,
你就应当在这个变化的中间懂得适应自己，在环境中间懂得顺照环境来把自己调和。
So it is in these changes you try to live in harmony with the changes of seasons.
当应当撒种的时候你要撒种，
When it is time to sow the seed, you should sow the seed.
应当收割的时候你要收割，
When it is time to harvest, you harvest.
应当起来的时候你要起来，
When it is time to rise, you rise.
应当睡觉的时候你要睡觉，
When it is time to sleep, you sleep.
这样你的自己与你外面的自然产生和谐的时候，这是幸福。
Then you and the nature will be in harmony, and then they will have a good life.
第二，就你与别人和谐的时候，你更幸福。
The second is that you are blessed if you are in harmony with others.
你没有仇敌。
You are without enemies.
你看比你小的人如同你的弟弟妹妹。
Who are little than you, they are like your younger brothers.
比你大的人如同你的哥哥姐姐。
Who are older than you are the elder brothers and sisters.
比你老的人如同你的父母。
And who are the elderly are your parents.
下一代的人如同你的儿女。
That are next generation are your children.
将你所到的地方，你所见的人都成为你自己的亲人一样。
Then wherever you go, wherever people you see, they are like your own family members.
你有这样的心态呢，你就在大世界中间安身立己和谐和很和谐的过一个幸福的生活。
With this kind of attitude, in the whole world, you can live a harmonious life.
这是第二样。
This is second.
第三样，人要与自己和谐。
And the third one must be in harmony with himself.
什么叫做与自己和谐呢？
When to be harmonious with yourself.
因为你的良心成为神的代表来鉴察你的心肠肺腑。
Because your conscience is a representative of God, wants to check your inner life.
所以当一个人所做的事违背他自己的良心的声音的时候，
When a man do something against the voice of the conscience,
虽然他四周没有仇敌，他自己就是他自己的仇敌。
Even though he has no enemies surrounding him, but yet he himself is his own enemy.
一个人四周观望没有仇敌，向内观望发现自己的良心控告自己的时候，这个人就没有幸福了。
If he were to look around without any means that he has, but he look inside, he find that he's his own enemy, then he accuses himself by the conscience.
为什么有许多人自杀呢？
Why is that people commit suicide?
因为他没有办法原谅他自己。
Because he cannot forgive himself.
他没有办法说服自己。
He cannot convince himself.
他没有办法疏泄自己。
He cannot actually release himself.
所以他只有死路一条。
And that is that's only one gateway for him.
这是很可怜的事情。
This is pitiful.
那么这些事呢，在过去的哲学、心理学里面都有人提过了。
All this in the past in psychology or in philosophy, people have mentioned it.
在主耶稣以前四百年，希腊就有过这样的说法。
400 years before Jesus Christ, that this type of thought in the Greek world.
就人要以自然，人要以人好好的和谐的度日。
The man with nature, with people must live in harmonious.
但是只有这本圣经给我们看见所有的哲学、所有的心理学完全没有看到的一方面。
But only this Bible allow us to see the things that philosophy and psychology has never seen.
我们要这些和谐达到可能最根本的、最重要的、最原则性的，就是与神和好。
But for all these things to be in harmony, the most fundamental, most basic thing that we must be harmony with God.
因为人被造不是为自然。
Because man is created not for the nature.
人被造不是为人。
Man is created not for man.
人被造不是为己。
We are created not for ourselves.
人被造是为了神。
We are created for the sake of God.
所以我们是神所造。
Because we are created by God.
我们是为神而被造。
And we are created for him.
这样我们是由于他，以后我们依靠他， 又回到他那里去。
It is by him, on him, and through him, and returning back to him again.
当人有神的形象而不像神的时候
，When man has the image of God yet doesn't live like God，
表示他已经误用了自由，做了违背神旨意的工作。
Which means he has misused the freedom and do something with against the will of God。
这样的人就过在一个以神为敌的紧张的状态里面。来生活
and you live a life with against God with intention with God
这种人绝对没有真正的幸福
and absolutely you will not be blessed in your life
所以这世界上有许多的人你从外表看他真是可炫目他真是使许多人甚至妒忌你盼望有一天可以像他那个样子
so in this world there are many people outwardly you see they are so admirable they are so envious but yet you see that they are not
但是当你真正做到像他那样的地步的时候你才知道外面的一套跟里面的是完全不一样
When you're truly like him You will see that outside and inside It is not in integrity
所以只有基督教的道理提到了要与神和好的这一方面
It is in the Christian truth When mentioned that you must be in harmony with God
这就是超过了所有的哲学所有的文化所有的心理学那个很高超的境界
So that transcends a realm whereby it transcends philosophy and also psychology
你说神是看不见的我怎么肯定他我怎么认识他我更怎么知道我是他的仇敌
You see that I cannot see God How can I know him How can I know his, how can I know his will
我们怎么知道我们可以要与他和好呢
How can we know that we must be in harmony with God
其实神已经在人心灵的自救的深处栽种了神存在神与人有关系的这个特殊的这一个本质在里面
Actually God has implanted this nature in us whereby in our intuition we know this knowledge
因为我们被造不是一个绝对存有的活物
Because we are created not to be an absolute being
我们乃是被造成为与神相对的一个活物
But created to be someone which is living with God in relative
所以没有神在我们生命中间我们用什么去代替他都没有得到真正的满足
So we cannot use any other thing to substitute the place of God because we will never feel satisfied
人得罪良心人违背他里面的良知做事的时候他已经是神的仇敌
If we do something against God by our conscience then we are enemy of God
我们有什么办法解除良心对我们的控告
How can we do away with the accusation coming from our conscience
我们有什么力量镇压他继续不断对我们发出的声音
With what power we have to suppress this voice that comes from conscience to accuse us
我们常常过一个自我抵挡自我的矛盾的生活
Many times we live a life with self-conflicting
这些的重原则就是透过基督我们一生和好才可以解决
The principle is that this must be solved through Jesus Christ that we are reconciled to God
感谢上帝
Praise the Lord
虽然上个礼拜我跟你们谈了很多重要的道理
Last week I've spoken to you many important things
今天我要再从原则性温习这些总原则
So in principle I want to review this kind of thing with you
使我们更抓紧上一段的信息
So that all the more we know what's being preached in the first five verses
一个一生和好的人
The one who is reconciled with God
他过去现在将来的生活与那些没有一生和好的人就绝对不相同
His life is absolutely different compared to those who are not reconciled in the past, now, and in the future
一个一生和好的 人经历了过去什么事呢
A one who are reconciled with God in the past, what do you experience?
就是地位的改变
There's a change in our positions
怎样的地位怎样的改变呢
What kind of position, what kind of change
我们过去是罪人
In the past, we were sinners
改变之后我们成为义人
And after change, we become righteous man
我们怎样改变呢
How that we are changed
信是神把义加在我们的身上
It is by faith that God has given the righteousness to us
这是第一章跟第三章我们都提过的事情
And this is what we mentioned in chapter 1 and chapter 3
因信加给那些相信的人
That it is because of faith is added to those who believe in him
这里提到双重的信的问题
This is mentioned of double faith
这就是由于信以至于信的道理
And that's the reason why we call from faith to faith
所以上帝把他的义赐给我们
God has given his righteousness to us
我们不但不算伪罪人
Not only that we are not counted as sinners
我们加上神的义 在我们的身上。
But all the more God's righteousness is added upon us.
不算为罪人的这个称义是消极的。
Not being counted as sinner is negative.
而神自己的义加在我们身上是积极的。
But that God's righteousness is added unto us is positive.
像我们因信称义就得了两方面的经历。
So we can just justify by faith, we have two kind of experiences.
一个经历就是我们的地位的改变。
The first is change in our position.
原来是罪人，现在不称为罪人，所以我们被算为义人。
We are sinners yet not called sinners and be called righteous men.
不但被算为义人，神还把他自己的义加在我们的身上。
Not only that we are called righteous, God's own righteousness is added upon us.
所以我们有神的义的本质，有义的能力，过一个义人的生活。
So it's the substance, the power of righteousness of God now given to us so we can lead a righteous life.
消极的称义跟积极的称义两件事情的结合。
The negative justification and the positive sanctification now coming together.
这两样都已经过去了。
And all these two things are in the past.
那么一个与神和好被称为义的人现在的生活是什么呢？
And the one who reconciled with God, what kind of righteous life that we're living now?
我们现在站在如今的恩典中间。
Now we are standing upon the grace of God.
因为我们站在恩典的中间。
Because we are standing upon the grace.
所以魔鬼这么控告，我们良心这么样指责，我们感谢主，神给我们足够的恩典，去领受与他相交的生活。
No matter how Satan and our conscience accuse us, we by the grace can live a life that fellowship with God.
基督徒不要忘记。
Christian,
我们如今是站在恩典的地步。
That now presently we are standing on the grace of God.
因为我们是站在恩典的地步上。
Because we are standing on the grace of God.
所以撒旦用各样的诡计没有办法动摇我们。
So what kind of trick that Satan play on us is gonna trick us?
我们要珍惜我们自己的这个地位。
And truly want to treasure the position.
我们要看重所赐给我们的恩典。
And to treasure the grace which is given to us.
我们要常常揪到这个恩典是要我们负责任来向神负这个负责任的。
To understand that this grace in it we got to do it, we are responsible.
所以恩典的另外一个方面就是尽责来向神负责任。
So the other part or the opposite of grace that we must do our part to God.
这个是圣经里面很重要的一个教训。
And this is very important teaching of the Bible.
神的恩典不是白白给我们，就叫我们可以随便浪费它。
God's grace is given to us freely, but not to squander.
神的恩典是白白的吗？
Is it free?
是
Yes.
我们因为有好处领受恩典吗？
Because we have good things that we receive this grace. No.
我们有足够领受恩典的条件吗？
Do we have the conditions sufficient for us to receive this grace?
没有
No.
我们因为做工的工价吗？
Is it because we work? We have
不是
No.
我们配得吗？
Are we worthy?
不配
No.
所以神的恩典是白白赐下来。
And that's why God's grace is given to us free.
神的恩典要我们对他产生有负责任的回应。
But then to him we must respond with our responsibilities.
所以一个做真正的基督徒的人
The one who is a true Christian
不是玩弄恩典的人
You are not a play the fool with God's grace.
不是出卖恩典的人
Not to betray God's grace.
不是轻看恩典的人
Not to despise God's grace.
恐惧战惊好好回应神恩典的人
But in tremble we want to respond to his grace.
感谢上帝
Praise the Lord.
这过一个大神学家后来被希特勒把他吊死了，就叫做 Dietrich Bonhoeffer。
The great German theologian, he was hung by the Nazis, that he was called Dietrich Bonhoeffer.
他在1945年希特勒自杀以前两个礼拜被吊死。
In 1945, just before this Hitler killed himself, he was hung to death.
这是二十世纪年纪最轻、影响最大。为上帝的恩典从信仰受最大的苦为主死一个很伟大的神学家
There's a very great theologian that at a young age for the 20th century he has died for the Lord and influenced much
当时他在美国做神学教授
But at a time when he was a theologian in America
结果他放下这一切回到德国去
And but he renounced all these things he went back to Germany
他清楚知道德国就在希特勒的下面是个很危险的时代
But he knew that there was a very dangerous age in Germany
他宁愿回去受苦不愿意在美国享乐
But he rather suffer than to enjoy himself in US
结果他真是被吊死了
And truly he was hanged
他写了一本书叫做 The Cost of the discipleship.
And he wrote a book called The Cost of Discipleship.
门徒的代价。
The Cost of Discipleship.
一个人跟随主是有代价的。
A man to follow God, he must pay a price.
信主是没有代价的。
And to believe him, you don't have to pay a price.
但跟随主是有代价的。
But to follow him, you got to pay a price.
当你信的时候是蒙恩。
Because when you believe, you have the grace from God.
跟随的时候你是被十字架跟随主。
Because when you follow him, you must take up your cross and follow him.
他发明了一个很重要的名词，二十世纪有许许多的人一而再的提他这个名词。
He invented a very important term, and 20th century Christians keep on mentioning this term.
他说 ，The grace of God is free, but not cheap.
神的恩典是白白的，但是不是廉价的。
神的恩典是免费的。
And God's grace is free.
神的恩典是白白给你。
It is freely given to you.
但是许多人把这个恩典当作一个廉价的恩典。
But a lot of people deem this grace as cheap grace.
所以把上帝的恩典当作开玩笑。
So they want to fool around with God's grace.
玩弄上帝的恩典。
And fool around with God's grace.
羞辱主的名。
And to insult his name.
这种人使外邦人轻看我们的信仰。
Because of these people, the Gentiles despise our faith.
这种人给那些反对上帝的人得着亵渎上帝的机会。
Because of this, the people in the Gentiles had the chance to blaspheme the name of God.
我们如今站在恩典中间。
Now we are standing on the grace of God.
我们一切的困难。
There are difficulties.
都有神的美意。
And we had a good will of God.
我们一切的逆境。
And all our this, difficulties.
神都参与在其中。
That God is involving in it.
凡事互相效力。
Because everything works together.
叫爱主的人得着益处。
For the good of those who love him.
这句话原文的意思，上帝在万事中间运行，使万有成全，上帝要爱他的人所得到的好处。
Which means God works in all things so that those who love Him will receive His grace.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
当我们讲到罗马书第八章的时候，会很详细的解释自己的话。
When expound Romans chapter 8, I'll expound this more clearly.
所以我盼望我们领受恩典，我们不是轻看，不是玩弄。
So as you receive the grace, do not despise it, do not fool around with it.
如果恩典白白的来到我们的身上
，If the grace come to us freely,
不是免费的
，It is not freely.
对我是免费的
，To me is free.
对我是白白的
，To me is freely.
但是耶稣基督为我付了最高的代价，我才能白白。
But Christ Jesus has paid the highest price so that I can enjoy it freely.
感谢上帝
，Praise the Lord.
有一天有一个人用一支很好的笔。
Was one day a man used a very good pen.
我说你知道这支笔大概两百多块美金吗
？I said, do you know this pen costs about $200 US?
哈，他吓了一跳。
Then he realized.
他以为所有的笔都是两三块就可以买。
He thought that all pen costs only $3.
我说你这个笔是什么牌的
？What the brand is?
这个笔是什么型的
？And what a model?
你这种笔是人类历史中间第一次做笔做到飞到3万公尺上面，3万英尺上面不会漏水的笔。
And even this pen, when it's taken up to 30,000 feet up in the air, it will not leak.
他说我也不知道。
He said, I don't know.
所以呢，我用两个月就用得乱七八糟了。
So after 2 months, I have a squander.
我说为什么你会这样呢
？I said, why is it so?
因为他是人送的。
He said, people give to me.
因为人送的，他就不知道价钱。
Because given to me, I don't know the value.
其实这种你可以送给他路边买的就可以了。
I said, for this kind of people, you can give them just one you buy in the 集中街。
他听我，
你说什么？
等到他听我讲了以后呢
？But after he learned from what I've told him，
他到店里去问他那一支笔多少钱
？Then he went and asked and found out what's the price of that pen。
后来他见到我的时候
，And then when he saw me，
他说真的，你讲的话是真的。
Truly what he said is true。
我说我讲的话当然是真的，因为我是讲假的话。他说真的这个笔很贵的、啊、
Truly it's very valuable
哎呀我已经用得太随便了
Why I do not use it carefully
那你明白我的意思吗
So you understand what I say
因为免费的嘛
Because free
可以随便嘛
You can squander
对你是免费的别人为你付了代价
But others pay a price for it
你明白了吗
You know
我们既然做基督徒很简单
It's simple for us to become a Christian
我们做基督徒不要到朝圣的地方那么辛苦
We do not go to a place where we've got to pay homage
我们不需要烧香拜佛许多的金钱
We don't have to pay jobs
但是你以为免费就是简单的吗
？But you think free is simple？
你以为白白的就是便宜吗
？You think free is cheap？
不是别人为你付了代价。
No， others pay a price。
耶稣为我们付了代价。
Jesus paid the price。
第三样
，Third，
我们基督徒一生和好，过去称义，现在恩典，我们盼望。将来的荣耀。
When Christians are reconciled with God in the past, we are forgiven, and now we stand on grace. In the future, we have hope of glory.
盼望将来荣耀什么意思呢
？What do you hope for the glory in the future?
当基督再来的时候， 我们也得做被荣耀起来的那个新的经历。
Which means when Christ Jesus comes again, we have this glorified experience.
什么意思呢？
What do you mean?
我们现在的生活不荣耀。
Our life today is not glorifying God.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为我们现在的生活是犯罪结果以后所产生出来。
Because this life is a product after we have sinned.
所以当亚当犯罪以后，
So when Adam sinned,
神的荣耀离开他了。
God's glory left him.
他看见自己赤身露体。
He said that he was naked.
他就感到很羞辱。
He feels ashamed.
这样的人类才有衣服的文化。
And that's why we have a culture of clothing.
你看一只狗没有穿衣服走来走去，它不会不好意思。
You see a dog without clothing, you're not feel shameful.
你就不一样了。
But you're different.
所以你不要告诉我人是进化的。
Do not tell us we evolved.
如果人是进化的，为什么你要穿衣服呢？
Well, if we were to evolve, how come we put on clothing?
如果真的进化，你可以伸多一点毛把自己盖起来就可以了。
Because you evolved, you can more fur to cover yourself.
你还会长出翅膀飞来飞去，不必发明飞机。
And you can have a wing to fly without having aeroplanes.
你没有办法使你的身体有更大的进步。
You cannot help yourself to improve more physically.
那是神的创造把你变成人。
But it is God's creation to make you a man.
人懂羞耻。
The man feels shameful.
这成为文化的一部分。
This is not part of culture.
人懂羞耻。
Man knows how to feel shameful.
人要穿衣服。
That's why you want to put on clothing.
如果你外面有衣冠，里面没有道德的良心，你是衣冠禽兽。
If outside you have clothing, but you don't have morality inside, which means you are a beast that put on clothing.
这是很矛盾的道理。
This is paradoxical.
全世界的书只有这本书交代这件事。
But it holds on this book tells about this thing.
所以我们今天所讲的荣耀是什么荣耀？
So today we talk about glory. What kind of glory?
哇，某某人带着金刚钻38克拉。
So and so have a diamond.
很荣耀，很荣耀。
A carat.
那个不是你荣耀。
No, that's not glory.
是上帝能够创造那种东西，上帝的荣耀不是你，你不够挂上去，自己光来光去就是。
That God can create that kind of thing. That's the glory of God. You only shine it.
你说某某人做了部长很荣耀。
So and so is a minister is so glorious.
部长有什么荣耀？
Minister what a glory.
不来不去几年就结束了。
And after a few years you ended.
你做总统很荣耀。
As a president you are glorious.
这个菲律宾的总统现在在监牢里。
And the Philippines president now is in the jail.
他不可一世的日子已经不回来了。
His day of glory is past.
这世界有什么真正的荣耀？
What kind of true glory this world has?
钱多荣耀吗？
You make money, you are glorious.
长得漂亮，荣耀吗？
You are handsome, are you
glorious? 是的， yes. 最漂亮的女人，再过30年就是个老太婆。
The most beautiful lady, 30 years later, is the old lady.
世界没有什么荣耀的东西。
There's nothing with glorious.
感谢上帝。保罗在第五章告诉我们什么？
Paul in chapter 5 tells us,
我们如今站在恩典中，
standing upon the grace,
万万喜喜的盼望将要来的荣耀。
Joyfully we're hoping for the future glory.
那个荣耀是什么荣耀？
What's the glory?
那荣耀是神的儿子到世界上来完成完全救赎的步骤，使我们可以被提升天的荣耀。
The glory is sacred. God's Son Jesus Christ come to the world to complete all the salvation, and so that we are ascended and have received that glory.
今天我照镜子看看自己的脸孔。
Today when I look at the mirror,
比20年前老得多了。
Compared to 20 years, of course I'm older.
不单比20年前老，比去年没有开始罗马书的时候老了。
Not only older as compared to 20 years, but last year when I began the book of Romans, I'm older compared to that.
每天坐飞机，每天拿皮箱，每天坐 taxi, 每天不够睡觉。
Every day I took the flight, I took the taxi, I took my luggage, I don't even sleep.
我这以后的几年一定更快昌了。
Of course, I get older this few years faster.
感谢上帝。
I praise the Lord.
我身体面孔的苍老没有影响我灵性上的荣耀。
Even though I get older physically, but it never defaces my glory in the spirit.
你们心里最喜欢的电影明星，但到60多岁的时候，每个礼拜对你讲话，你一定不要听他。
You know the film star you like the most when you got 60 years old, she talks to you every day, you will not like it.
当她年轻的演戏的时候，你喜欢看她。
When she is young, she play a part, play a role, you like to look at her.
世界上有两种人最怕老的。
And two kind of people hate old.
一种人。
One
就是电影明星
，film star。
第二种人
，the second
就是运动员
，the athlete，
对不对？所以那些 boxer 的人 ，Mike Tyson， 再过10年没有人要他。
Mike Tyson 10 years later nobody wants him，
一下子就过世了。
Just by a moment you will pass。
但是牧师不是如此。
The pastor is not。
如果一个牧师有属灵的能力，老的时候还是可以震撼许多的人。
The pastor with spiritual power when he get old he can still shake people。
所以如果你不怕老的话，最好就做牧师。
If not afraid of the old, maybe the best for you.
好好被神使用，感谢上帝。 那当我看镜子的时候呢
When I look at the mirror,
我看我自己慢慢衰老下来了
I see I'm getting older and older
年轻的时候那个气派已经没有了
the kind of feature that I had when I was young is lost
体力也没有了
In the past the strength that I had when I was young is lost
中间常常一天站在讲台12个钟头
And in the past I stood on a pulpit for 12 hours a day
现在我的力量已经不是那样
Now my strength is lost
感谢主我到现在还可以这样讲道。有一天耶稣基督再来的时候
But one day when Christ Jesus comes,
他要把我们一切因罪而产生的羞辱都解决掉
All this shamefulness we have coming from sin will be taken away
我们一切身体的疾病软弱都除掉
And our physical weakness and illness will be taken away
那个时候我们这个暂时的身体要变成永远的身体
Then this temporary physical body will be turned into glorious body
死的人要复活活的人要改变
Dead men will come alive and those who are alive will be changed
这一个朽坏的身体变成不朽坏的身体
The corrupting body will become an incorruptible body
那一个这个羞辱的身体变成荣耀的身体
The shameful body becomes a glorious body
这个软弱的身体变成刚强的身体
The weak body becomes a strong body
这个属地的身体变成属天的身体
And this earthly body becomes a heavenly body
所以当主耶稣基督再来的时候
So when Christ Jesus comes
也就是我们得荣的时候
This is the time we are glorified
这样的过去称义未来的荣
So in the past we are justified In the future we have a glorification
这就是从 glory 从这个 sanctification 一直到 glorification整条基督徒的生命的道路
And so is the path of whole life of Christianity from justification to glorification
感谢上帝
Praise the Lord
我们还提到了我们盼望的时候是根据什么呢
Then we say that our hope is based on what
根据神的爱继续不断在我们生命中间
Based on the fact that God's love continues to fill in our lives
我们在怎样的状况中间才过喜乐的生活呢
In what kind of situation we live a very joyful life
中彩票我就喜乐了
Because I strive to get the lottery That's why I'm joyful
我发大财我就喜乐了
I make good money That's why I'm joyful
你搞错了
You're wrong
有许多最有钱的人心中的痛苦是没有人要了解
The people who are the most wealthy That's why they feel so sorrowful in their heart You don't understand
所有来靠近他的人都是盼望从他身上挖钱没有人要了解他
Those who come close to him want to get money from him Doesn't want to understand him
谁知道连嫁给他的人都为钱嫁不一定为了爱他
Even the one who get married to him married because of the money not because of love
所以你不要说当我生活富裕发财顺利有钱的时候我就可以快乐
Do not feel that when I'm wealthy I'm rich I'm happy
这是不可能的事
That's impossible
在这里告诉我们在患难中还是充满喜乐
You see in suffering we're still joyful
为什么呢
Why
因为我们知道
Because we know
这个很要紧
This is important
我再告诉你啊
One more time I'll tell you
灵恩派的人很不注重知识
The charismatic does not place important thing on knowledge.
他们只注重感觉。
They only place on feeling.
感到很好。
I feel good.
感觉主同在。
I feel good.
感觉很舒服。
I feel good.
基督徒不应当如此。
Christian are not like that.
基督徒应当深知我所信的事。
But rather deeply we know that who that we believe in.
照着圣灵引导我们想起主讲过的话。
According to God's Holy Spirit, we want to realize what the God has spoken to us by Holy Spirit.
昼夜思想上帝的话。
Day and night, we want to ponder on His word.
深深知道上帝奥秘。是怎样的安排
Truly know that what kind of profanity and ministry God's profanity
你们不要醉酒要明白上帝的旨意如何
Do not be drunk but rather know the will of God
一个人是 ecstasy
When one day take an ecstasy
一个人是 marijuana 一个人是这个大麻
or marijuana
这些人他们就可以感觉飘飘然
They feel that they're floating in the air
但是神不要你感受
But God doesn't want your feeling
神不要你像那些喝酒醉人感到很好
The people who are drunk they feel that they're good
不要醉酒
Do not be drunk
你要知道上帝的旨
But know the will of God
你不要糊涂
Do not be casual
你要明白上帝的旨
But truly understand the gospel
基督徒的知识很重要
Because our knowledge is important as a Christian
我们不是唯理主义的
We are not a rationalist
但是我们要尽量用知识去探求真理有把握的知道我们为什么这样信
But using our rational we want to seek for the truth and we have a certain word that we believe in
这样你来这里听到的时候
So when I come here to listen
你知道我不是麻醉你们
You know I'm not trying to numb you.
我不是欺骗你们。
Not to deceive you.
我不是煽动你们。
Not to instigate you.
我是把你的思想带回真理的面前来。
But to bring your mind back to the Bible.
这是一段很重要的时间。
This very important time.
因为你一生中间什么时候你的思想在真理的光照之下回到正轨，那就是你的方向得改正的时候。
Because in your life, whichever time when your intellectuality is being enlightened by God and brought back to His Bible, that's an important moment.
很可惜，有许多的将台没有利用这些时间，用神的道来光照人的思想。
But it's pitiful that many of these prophets do not use God's word to illuminate our mind.
那为什么我们的患难中间，我们也是欢欢喜喜
？Why that in suffering?We rejoice.
因为感觉
Because we feel.
因为做梦
Because we dream.
因为幻想
Because we imagine.
不是
No.
因为知道
Because we know.
重要不重要
Is that important?
患难中间还是欢喜的
Is it suffering?
为什么呢
joy is important?
因为知道
To know.
知道什么呢
To know what?
知道患难生忍耐
Knowing that suffering produces
忍耐生老练
Perseverance produces
老练生盼望
And character produces hope
盼望生失望是吧、我们来念一下好不好一二三患难生忍耐忍耐生老练老练生盼望盼望不至于羞耻啊，这都知道了
Then we're not being disappointment though
所以呢未来已经先知
Before it comes, we know.
在患难中的时候呢
，in suffering，
是的，不要紧
，never mind，
反正会生忍耐的
，because it produces this perseverance，
忍耐会生老练的
，produces character，
老练会生盼望的
，produces hope。
所以呢，有了这个困难的时候呢
，after we have sufferings，
是感谢主给我机会的
，we want to thank God because God gave us the opportunity，
借此可以产生忍耐
，through it produces perseverance，
借着忍耐可以产生老练
，and characters。
这个老练可以产生盼望
and also hope
所以呢每一次患难来到的对基督的来说是一个蒙恩的机会
so every time when suffering comes it is an opportunity for us to receive grace
这什么意思呢
what do you mean
就是患难是包着看起来很痛苦经历的一个恩典
because suffering looks like a grace that's being wrapped up in the clothing
都有外面包长衣有什么意思
Poison, even though it's sugar, but what does it mean?
但是呢真正的良药外面包很痛苦的一层你也不要怕它
But a true medicine, even the outside there is the coat of bitterness, you don't fear. Praise the Lord.
我给患难称为反面的祝福
So I call suffering as a reverse blessing.
大家说患难是反面的祝福
的祝福
请你注意没有经过患难的民族没有产生过伟大的思想
The race that has not gone through suffering has not produced a great thinker
没有经历患难的人没有资格做别人的导师
A one who has not gone through suffering cannot be a teacher of others
从来没有经过患难磨练的人生是很肤浅的人生
A life that has not been tested by suffering is a very shallow life
所以患难是很有价值
So suffering has a value
患难使我们的生命产生根基
Suffering causes us our life to be rooted
患难使我们的操练结果我们的生命就强壮起来
That our life can be trained and life can be strengthened
患难使我们看见我们自己的限制以至于我们经常不断仰望依靠上
Suffering allows us to see our limitations so that we look up to God forever
患难使我们发现我们靠自己很危险所以我们不再以自己为中心
So suffering causes us to discover that it's dangerous for us to depend on ourselves and that's why we rely on our God
患难使我们明白我们的主都经过这些事我们要向他学习
Suffering allows us to know that our Lord has gone through all the suffering and he's the example
患难使我们经过了以后我们的生命可以得到更大的安慰
And suffering allows us to pass it through and that's why our life can be more confident
患难使我们更明白以后要经过同样患难的人我们怎么样帮助他们
And suffering allows us in the future that those people who suffer the same way that we suffer how are we going to comfort them
患难以后我们再看到同等的患难来的时候 我们有了经验，我一笑置之。
And after our suffering, when we see suffering of the same degree comes, then we just laugh at it.
如果我这一条一条讲下去
，If I were to list one by one of this,
单单讲患难中隐藏的福分的话
，Even to talk about a blessing that's hidden in suffering,
我的时间就不够了。
My time is insufficient.
圣经告诉我们，患难生忍耐。
Because the Bible tells us suffering produces perseverance.
忍耐是。
Perseverance produces character.
老练生盼望
Character produces hope.
盼望不至于羞耻
And because of that, we're not disappointed. Why?
因为圣灵把上帝的爱浇灌在我们的心里
Because the Holy Spirit will pour upon us, fill us with the love of God.
那罗马书第五章第五节，圣灵用上帝的爱浇灌在你心里，是全本圣经只有一次的。
And there's only one time this chapter 5 of verse 5 in Romans told us this one thing that the Holy Spirit filled with the love of God.
虽然有另外一次很相似的话
Even though there was one time which was similar.
但是这一件事情特别宝贵
But this was more precious.
圣灵把上帝爱浇灌在我们心的时候是当我们In 患难而有盼望的时候
Because when God, the Holy Spirit poured the love of God upon earth, it is in suffering that it produces hope.
当一个人在大患难中间的时候
When a man is in great suffering,
神的爱浇灌下来
God's love poured upon him.
神的爱浇灌下来的时候
When God's love is in poured upon them,
你就不枯干了
You will not be dry.
你就不痛苦了
You will not feel suffering.
你就都是滋润了
You have been lubricated.
上帝的爱浇灌在我们
God's love poured upon us.
厚厚的浇灌在我们
Greatly,
这是圣灵的工作。
This is the work of the Holy Spirit.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
My dear brothers and sisters,
圣灵所充满的人
And he who is filled by the Holy Spirit.
你在怎样的状况中间看得清楚
You know, what kind of state can we see clearly?
就在患难中间结出喜乐果子的人特别清楚
Upon those in suffering yet produces joy can see so clearly.
大苦难的中间
In great suffering,
他忽然间产生伟大的爱心来对待他的仇敌你就知道圣灵充满他
Suddenly produces great love to love his enemy you know that he is filled by the Holy Spirit
当这种爱充满一个人的时候
When this kind of love fills a person
人会做出违背本性超越本能与常人知情绝对不同的超然的行动
Man do something which against his nature will transcend even his own limitation
感谢上
Praise the Lord
有一个内地会的宣教士
There was an OMF missionary
这个人呢在我们的神宣教务处
And he has taught in our seminary before
他有一次讲一篇道我大受感动
There was one he preached some I was so touched
这个人呢他曾经在一个叫 Turan 的医院里面服侍上
He has served God in a Turan hospital
后来在那里呢就建立一个教会
Later on he built a church there
建立教会呢有一些人就开始呢信主了
And people who come to be believers
但有一些回教徒绝对不要信主
But some Muslim doesn't want to believe
后来他努力给他传福音
So he preached very hard to them
个人布道
And evangelized them personally
以后呢想不到一个最强的最反对基督教的回教的领袖后来他相信耶稣
He never realized one of the Muslim who opposed the Muslim became Christian
哇这一关一打破以后呢
One has broken this link
那乡下的人就很多都可以信主
So many of villages became Christian
因为他们从前不敢信主
Because in the past they dare not to believe
这对他们的宗教
They go against their own
religion 怕他们的领袖
Or their leaders
现在他们看到他们的回教的领袖最强的都已经信主了
So they say the stronger leader of their now become a Christian
所以许多人说我们也来信
So people say we are coming to believe
他们就到礼拜堂去
So they came to the church
所以过几年以后这个教会就有两百多人住
So a few years later this have 200 members in this church
这个极端的回教领袖每一个礼拜都来听到
So the extreme Muslim every week he comes
有一次
One time
做完礼拜
After the service
这个领袖呢就从礼拜堂出去
This leader left the church
他的孩子先跑出去
His son ran off first
两岁的孩子
2 years old,
很可爱的孩子
very lovable,
很健康的孩子
very healthy,
跑得很快的孩子
ran very fast,
先跑出去
ran fast first,
他的爸爸出来的时候
when the father came out,
他的孩子已经在路中间了
he lie on the middle
road, 跑过街区的时候
he wanted to run across the street,
一辆很快的车一辆砰把他撞了头破了
there was a car that knocked against him and he died on the spot
死了以后呢
after he died,
刚刚做完礼拜
it was after service,
刚刚唱阿门颂
just after the amen,
刚刚离开礼拜堂
just after they left the church,
看见他自己亲爱的孩子死在那里
He saw with his own eyes his loved son died there
那个车夫就停下来了
And the chauffeur stopped there
他就满脸都是眼泪把他的两岁的孩子的尸体抱起来
And view it here, he took up the cups.
他一句话都不讲。
He didn't utter words.
当礼拜堂里面的人都出来的时候。
When every came off the church.
他们说这个人一定杀死这个蛇。
He said this man will kill this soul.
因为他的脾气很坏。
Because very bad temper.
他在当地的社会很出名。
It is very notorious in that place.
他又有地位。
He had a position.
他又有钱。
He has money.
他是很不容易搞的。
It's difficult to go against him.
从前什么人都不敢对待他的。
Everyone dare not to deal with him.
他们都认识他。
They all know him.
但是当他抱住孩子靠近车夫的时候。
So when he took up the son and come close to the sofa.
车夫从车上下来。
And he stepped up from the car.
他知道前面的命运不知如何。
He didn't know what's the fate before him.
没有办法挽回时间。
He cannot took back the time.
低下头来。
And he bowed down.
他讲可能被人打死了。
He could be killed.
可能被人抓去警察那里。
Could be put in prison.
他不知道怎么应付。
He doesn't know what to do.
你知道这个人怎么讲的？
You know what this man said?
他抓住那个人的肩膀。
Took up this man.
他说：“我告诉你。
”I tell you, say.
如果我今天不是信耶稣。
If I'm not a Christian today.
我一定打死你。
I'll kill you.
但是因为基督为我死。
But because Christ died for me.
我知道我的孩子被你撞死。
I know that my son has been knocked to death by you.
我不知道怎么对待你。
I don't know what to do with you.
我要学习赦免。
I want to learn to forgive you.
我不告你。
I want to prosecute you.
我自己担当痛苦。
I want to take this sorrow myself.
眼泪一直流，一直流。
And he continued to shed tears.
那个车夫听了吓了一跳，哪里把人家孩子撞死，人家赦免他的。
The chauffeur was so frightened. He said, "How could it be?"
他也一直哭，一直哭。
And he also shed tears.
就叫他把他抱起来。
And they embraced each other.
这个时候呢，那个内地会的宣教师戴这个戴德里。就从这个礼拜堂出来了。
And this OMF missionary 戴德里 he came up from the church.
当他看到这件事情
，When he saw this thing，
他深深受感动。
He was touched.
他说什么呢
？What did he say？
我看见的不是他一个人。
I did not see him.
我看见上帝的灵把爱浇灌在他心里。
I saw God's spirit pour out the love upon him.
那这个人是真正被圣灵。
He is the one fully filled by the Holy Spirit.
今天许多人看教会不复兴。
Today I see the church not revived.
我们盼望教会复兴。
We pray that the church revive.
我们盼望新切，真理不足。
Because we are so earnest in our hope, that's why we are not sufficient with our knowledge.
我们把所有奇异怪力如怪力陆离的行动都当成圣灵。
So we see all the strange things as coming from the Holy Spirit.
有的人倒在地上一直笑。
Some fall down and roll down and cry.
不知不觉。
Some fall unconscious.
有的人不知道念些什么重复不知道的话语。
Some repeatedly say something they don't understand.
有的呱呱叫。
Some will shout.
你以为这是圣灵的工作？
You thought the work of the Holy Spirit.
我告诉你，这些都是圣经里面。没有记载过的。
I tell you, the Bible never record all these things.
圣经有没有记载过被圣灵充满这样？哦，有没有啊
？Had the Bible recorded that when you feel religion, you tremble in that way?
连一次都没有。
Not even once.
圣经有没有记载过被圣灵充满就不省人事
？That when you feel religion, you feel unconscious.
一次都没有。
Not even once.
圣经有没有记载过人被圣灵充满就哈哈大笑几十分钟
？Feel by religion, you laugh for minutes.
一次都没有。
Not once.
今天的讨论都 blessing。
Today the torrent of blessing
已经走到穷途末路的地步。
They already come to the end of the show.
前几个月
，and a few months before,
有人说他们最后发展到什么地步
？You know what do they develop?
发展到一个人被圣灵充满的就哇，就变成鸡叫。
Or one who feels a crow,
就像鸡一样叫叫叫叫叫叫叫叫叫。
A crow like a cock.
还有一些人所谓被圣灵充满就呜呜呜呜呜呜呜呜，像狗叫一样。
Feel that fire spirit and bark like a dog.
那么等他醒过来的时候
，When he now come awake,
人家问他说：“你刚才像鸡。”鸡叫你知道吗？
不是的，那 just how you grow like crow。
他说我不知道。
He said, "I don't know."
我大概是被圣灵充满。
Maybe I was filled by the Spirit.
圣灵充满把人变成鸡有什么意思
？How can it be turned to be like a chicken? What's the meaning to be filled by the Spirit?
圣灵充满把人变成狗有什么意思
？Then you're filled by the Spirit, you turn to be a dog. What's the meaning?
他想来想去有什么意思
？He was thinking for the meaning.
我是人被圣灵充满变成鸡。
I'm a man, but filled by the Holy Spirit become a hen.
我是基督徒，被圣灵充满变成狗。
A Christian, filled by the Holy Spirit become a dog.
后来他们回答了。
They don't answer.
他说做鸡有什么不好的
？What's wrong to be a chick?
鸡可以早上叫人起来祷告吗
？Because as a chick, you can wake up people in the morning.
充满了叫我变成鸡，就是要你们早早起来嘛。
So the Holy Spirit filled me so I become a chick so they wake you up in the morning.
奇怪的是，鸡真正的鸡 几点要叫他知道，这个是乱叫一场。
You know the fool chicken, what time to wake up? He knows, but not this man.
另外一个人说，我做狗也不错嘛。
He says, for me to go to the dog.
狗会看门嘛。
Because it can take up a house.
要为我去做看门的狗嘛。
So I can protect the house.
啊，三寸不烂之舌，舌头转来转去都是讲他自己的话。
So they are eloquent in all things.
今天有一些牧师，不要像牧师，要像明星。
So the pastor doing the pastor on the film stars.
还有封使徒。
And they want to ordain as an apostle.
不是使徒。
Not apostle.
是糊涂。
But rather they are being a fool.
这是很可怜的事情。
It's pitiful.
但当圣灵充满一个人的时候。
But when the Holy Spirit fills a person.
一个人就超越普通常人的力量。
You transcend the power of a normal man.
坚韧。忍受患难的耐力，
有 persevere in all suffering，
有苦难中间不向错误妥协的坚持。
When suffering comes, he's so determined not to yield to the wrongs，
有对仇敌无限普通不可能的爱心。
To the all enemies, he has a love which is not common，
所以盼望不至于羞愧。
So in hope, you are not disappointed。
圣灵把上帝的爱。厚厚浇灌在我们
身上。Because the Holy Spirit pour upon us the great love of God.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
当保罗讲了这一段话以后
，After Paul has preached on this passage，
接下去第六节、第八节、第十节
，In that verse 6, 8 and 10，
就三次提到有关时态跟地位的关系。
Three times he mentioned about tenses and positions.
照我所知道的是，全本圣经里面。有这种写法的唯一的一处的一段。
This is the only road, the way that Bible is
the only passage.
The only passage that written in this manner.
所以这要我要给他什么题目呢
？What kind of topic I'll give him?
就是人的状况
，man's state,
the condition of man before God.
人在神面前的状况，
人在神面前的状况
，the state of man before God.
其实我们每